Well, digital simulator, which effectively has been used in Paris, at that time, different countries, different companies in Europe designed devices for doing the mobile communication.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, what should we use? Which one would we select? And the selection should be done, they did it, under fair circumstances.
Uh-huh.
Fair means that they are not moving around in the country with always changing transmission conditions.
Yeah.
They did it in the lab. And they did it with our simulator.
Mm.
And the idea was that it must be possible to do all the different simulation of the channels digitally.
Uh-huh.
But of course it means, in addition, that the original signal, which is in the range of gigahertz, has to be brought down in the range where our simulator could work.
Uh-huh.
And that was just a range, frequency range of up to a couple of megahertz only.
Uh-huh.
And we, well, that was possible to do it, and we had to cooperate with a company who did this down modulation, up modulation business, and the simulating work itself with randomly varying parameters, things like that.
We uh-huh.
had. It was a very nice and challenging problem.
Hmm.